Hi, my name is Ariel New, and today let's talk about how to be confident when we're being soft or sharp. Number one is to know thyself. Know ourselves and accept ourselves fully. I think many of us start wanting to change the way we express ourselves only based on the reactions that we get from others. And when we start to do that, we lose ourselves and we start to fear every single way that we express ourselves. So what I do for myself is I just start to really analyze whenever I'm interacting with others, whether it's socially, professionally, personal relationships. I just start to realize that all the times that I got a negative reaction when I'm being soft and sharp really wasn't about being the soft and sharp. It was because I wasn't regulated. I didn't know how to control myself in the moment. I start to force things. I start to push things. I start to fear things, anxiety, masking, people pleasing, or force push because I didn't know how to actually communicate my emotions. So it comes off too sharp and too reactive. And it's so much more about us than them. Like when we feel good about it, when we feel confident about it, then others around us will accept it more too. So if you're someone who already flows with your soft and sharp and you don't really think too much about others, but you're also not getting retaliated by others, then you're really good to go. You end a video for you. You're good to go. Once we have this practice of analyzing our interactions, reviewing our interactions, then naturally we'll start to see all the times when we're reactive with it, negatively reactive with it. And that is what we want to work on and hone and remove. Once we're able to remove our reactive nature, being soft and sharp, then it's way easier to feel good being soft and sharp and feel confident being soft and sharp. When we're feeling good and excited, a lot of times when we're feeling good and excited, our energy gets up here and we're still not regulated. So we can still react in a way that might be too sharp or soft. So we just want to breathe in the moment. And again, it's just that little breath. And going back to our intention really quickly. When it's socially, it's something just like, I'm here to socialize, I'm not here to fight, and I'm here to actually present myself confidently and show people that I can be soft and sharp without getting triggered. In that moment, socializing, we review that intention and it's going to remove that reactive layer. Professionally as well, we review, wait, I'm here to present with confidence, so I'm going to automatically remove the people pleasing. So it's always just in the moment, taking a breath, reviewing our intention, then we will respond and we can still choose to be soft and sharp. And to get to a feel-good state, being soft and sharp is so much just in our delivery and how we're actually thinking and feeling on the inside when it's happening. It's less about what we're actually saying. Whatever we say, it's the energy that is behind it. However, I do know that scripts do help a lot of you guys sometimes as starting points. Beyond the examples of what I give you guys in my content, you guys can actually use something like ChatGPT for starting scripts. But you got to know exactly what you want, and you still have to add, the biggest part is adding your own organic energy to it after to practice your delivery. And remember, we're trying to be confident here. The more natural we are with things, the easier it is to be confident about it. So we got to get even more specific with ChatGPT because you want it to feed you responses that you actually will say and also in the vibes, the energies that you're trying to learn. So for me, I actually know a number of new creative techniques to help ChatGPT give me exactly what I want when I use it for communication. And I've learned these techniques through a class I'm currently taking on Skillshare, which is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creatives and professionals. These teachers on Skillshare, they're creatives. So they've really helped me see things in new views and to do things like give ChatGPT a role. And sometimes the role is me. It's just giving them a persona. So they will give me responses that I will actually say. So giving them a role and also giving more context about the parties I'm interacting with, explaining who these parties are. And this is what I talk about in my content too, being more clear with ChatGPT on the end goal, the highest intention that I actually want to experience from the social interaction. There's PDF resources, so I actually get documents on different prompts I can ask ChatGPT, the great modern teachers, the user interface is great, there's community, there's activities, so it just makes learning a lot more enjoyable and stimulating for me. So if you're also interested in this class or you just want to learn something that you've always wanted to do, a few new modern skills, then you can also join Skillshare right now and get a 1 month free trial with my link below. Thank you so much, Skillshare, for being today's sponsor. So now that we know ourselves, we accept ourselves, we know how we express when we're sharp and soft, we know how to regulate ourselves, and we even have starting scripts to help us practice with ease and flow, then it is about practice. Then it is about putting ourselves out there and just feeling good and okay when we lean into soft and sharp. And when we practice in interactions with others, nonchalance is also a really great technique. I've talked about this in my nonchalance video, but again, nonchalance is not about caring or not caring. It's really doing both, being able to care and not care at the same time. So that is how we're going to feel good when we are soft and sharp. And because I care and not care at the same time, I'm not going to go too far on either end. I'm going to continue to be my sharp side. My sharp side right now while I'm talking to everyone, and I like to be in this energy, but as I am seeing the responses around me, I will naturally, maybe this person is a bit more sensitive and I can see that they might be a little bit more anxious. So when I am interacting with them, I might shift a little bit into being a little bit softer. But then because I am nonchalant, once I start to interact with other people, I'll come back to being sharp. Or maybe I decide that I'm still going to be sharp when I'm with them, but whatever they're saying, I can still be compassionate in a sharp way back. So if they're a little bit anxious, I can be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay. What do you want to say? I'm here to listen. But I'm still carrying this more sharp energy. So this nonchalance, easy confidence is just for me to be aware for myself and others at the same time while still being able to express exactly what I want and still being able to refine and navigate when I want to. And on the flip side, I can be nonchalance, easy confidence in a soft way too. I am aware of my surroundings. I am soft in this way where I am not going to lean into people pleasing. I am aware, and even if I get certain reactions or whatever from people, I am choosing to stay soft, but I'm not going to lean into inferiority. I'm not going to lean into people pleasing. I still have this easy confidence and I can maintain it. And sometimes, depending on my surroundings, I might shift into sharp all of a sudden or not. It's all in my choice because I'm nonchalant. I'm aware. I am breathing. I am regulating. And I know balance. And I know that if I dip into superiority or inferiority, then my thoughts and my emotions get messed up. Then I start to influence others. So no, I'm going to stay nonchalant. Easy confidence, aware, I can do adjustments, but it's always balanced. I'm always confident and I can lean into soft and sharp without feeling bad about it. And anything else, I can meditate on later. So nonchalance, easy confidence is a great base to have. And just remember the definition of it, which is this lighter energy. And nonchalant is about being aware, caring and not caring at the same time. Caring about my thoughts and my emotions, responding to the energies from others in a way where I am trying to appease at times, but appeasing not in a way from fear, in a way that I just choose to, I desire to, because I do want to get along with everyone, but in a way where everyone feels good and everyone feels okay expressing themselves how they want. Really remember to watch your thoughts and feelings. Whatever you're thinking and feeling on the inside in live moments is what will drive the delivery of your soft and sharp nature. It is being conscious that what I'm thinking and feeling in live moments will directly influence everything, myself and them. So not overthinking, keeping more intense emotions and thoughts at bay until later we can reflect on it later. And even when we're reflecting and meditating on certain experiences or situations after the fact, when intensity comes up, in our meditations, we're still telling ourselves it's still okay. We can still cry and be like, it's still okay, because everything is okay. The emotions and the happenings and the situations are just to help us become even more ease and flow with everything we deal with next time. But it's still all okay. The more we see this, the more nonchalance, easy confidence can just be a natural way of being and living all the time. And soft and sharp will no longer be a question of, can I be this or how do I be this? It's just natural. It's just okay, baby. It's okay. It's all right. You guys can also get coaching with me, one-on-one coaching. It's in the description below. I help you guys with a lot of these things. I show you guys on my YouTube and my podcast. We obviously get way more specific with your personal situations. And it's funny because I really show you guys the power of the breath and regulation. Yes, of course, I teach you the tips and techniques and tricks and everything for interactions, but once you guys get it, that power of active regulation and breathing and live moments, and there's an art to it, so many of the other things will just flow and come through way more easily. And it's just so funny. I see it in so many of my clients that it's just so hard for people to learn how to breathe and regulate in live moments and do it with grace and confidence. So I would love to see you guys in my coaching sessions. Please book it in my description below. You guys can also get an energy reading from me. An energy reading is a good starting point if you want to understand yourself better, understand how you express, understand your sharp and soft nature better. Get more clear on that. You guys can get an energy reading below. Please also join my weekly lives on TikTok and Instagram. I do many Q&As and I also do many energy readings for you guys, so you guys can kind of get a sneak peek of what I offer in my personal services. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Whether you're tuning in from my YouTube or my podcast, thank you so much for being here. And please engage with my content. Please like, subscribe, and comment. That's going to really help me out as well. Thank you guys again so much for being here. I love you guys. And remember, when in doubt, just have to see things from a new view. We just got to see things from a new view. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.